You know, God used many people throughout history. We can see that in the Bible. The Bible explains it. One of the men used by God was Hosea. Today we will look at how God used Hosea. Very interesting how he used Hosea. And we're going to understand or attempt to understand better how God can use us in our life today, right now. I'm going to give you a little background on Hosea. Hosea was a minor prophet. And for the children, minor prophet doesn't mean he was any less of a prophet. Minor means that all the books, the 12 books of the minor prophets can be jammed into one scroll. So they were minor, one little piece of paper versus the bigger books of the bigger prophets. That's all it meant. Hosea was... he preached primarily to northern kingdom of Israel. In the Bible, in Hosea, it talks about Israel, and Ephraim, and Judah. Ephraim is referred to as Israel. So when you reference that in Hosea, that's what it's referring to. So when was Hosea written? King Jeroboam II ruled, and Israel was at its zenith. So Israel was once again a great nation at that time. Hosea was a prophet for about 40 years, right up to the capture of Samaria by the Assyrians. Every captured city appears always to be Assyria for some reason. Well, we know why. But anyhow, it was around 722 BC. So at that time, there was moral decay on the rise. Sound familiar? And if you want a reference of to this era of Hosea specifically, you can go to 2 Kings 14, verse 23. That's where it starts. And 2 Kings 14, 23 starts telling you about the reign of Hosea, or the reign of Jeroboam II and Hosea the prophet. But the fact that Jeroboam's death, Israel had six kings in just 20 years. And four of those kings assassinated their predecessor. That tells you what time that they were living in. And just to give you an idea of where is Hosea in the Bible, Hosea was a contemporary Isaiah. His early years overlapped those with Amos. And his later years were with Micah. So that'll give you a beginning and end to the prophet. So, Hosea. He was married to Gomer, and Gomer gave him three children. And those three children had symbolic names, prophetic names. The story of Hosea is one that is remarkable. God, in Hosea 1, God tells Hosea, go forth and marry a woman. And marry a woman that's going to cheat on you. And this was told to Hosea. And it's, think of that from your perspective, like, okay, yes, my Lord, to marry a woman, fall in love with a woman, and she's going to cheat on me. Then they had three children together. The first was Jezreel. Jezreel is a boy, and that's Hosea 1, verse 4 through 5. His name means God scattered. By naming his child Jezreel, Hosea was saying to the king and to the nation, retribution, the hour of punishment, is coming. That's what the child's name, prophetic. Think of it. Hosea's entire life is dedicated to what God wanted him to do. I have a purpose for you, Hosea. This is the purpose. His second child, Lo-Ramah, means not having obtained mercy. Not having obtained mercy. The third, Lo-Ami, was the third child, and it meant not my people. So he has a wife that's going to cheat. He has three children that are named specifically to symbolize to the kings of that time what's going to happen. Hosea then repeats the two names in chapter 2. So he changes two of the names of his children. And instead of Lo-Ramah, it's just Ramah. So the low is dropped. And what does that mean? Well, if it means not having obtained mercy, now it means obtaining mercy. And his second was lo ami. You drop the lo, and it doesn't mean not my people anymore. It means my people. So you can see that he is projecting now what occurred to what is going to happen in the future. These are God's people. We are God's people. And that's after Christ's return. So a quick synopsis of the specifics of the book of Hosea and the comparison of how Hosea and Gomer are related to God and Israel. The husband and wife are symbolic of God and his relationship with Israel. Okay? Hosea marries Gomer. We know she's an adulteress. God is betrothed to Israel. Israel is adulterers. Hosea's faithful husband. God is a faithful husband. Hosea's love is unrequited, not returned. God's love is not returned by Israel. They didn't love God. They disobeyed him over and over again. The relationship disintegrated. What did Israel do to God? They disintegrated the relationship. Gomer pursues other men. Israel pursues other gods. Gomer is indifferent to the feelings of Hosea. Israel doesn't care. They're indifferent to God's feelings. Hosea has a daughter whose name Lo-Ruma means not loved. He has a son whose name is Lo-Ami, whose name is not my people. God, as he says, will have pity on his wayward children in Israel. And finally, Hosea redeems and restores the adulterous Gomer. God redeems and restores the unfaithful nation of Israel. So that is in the first few chapters of Hosea. The people did not know God and failed to see his desire to bless them. And so, as a result, they suffered from the lack of true knowledge. We know God today. We ask for his blessings. We have been granted the truth. And not just the truth, true knowledge. So how is God using you in your life right now? How is God using you? Example in the Bible. Is anyone in here going to be an example in the Bible? Probably not. No. So God's probably not using you in that very public way. Money, that's it. God is going to need money from you. He needs money, so he is calling us. Well, no, he's not. And as we see in Luke 3, verse 8, what does God say? I can raise stones if I need to. From the children of, that was John the Baptist saying, you brood of vipers. God doesn't need you. He can raise stones from the children of Abraham. Does God need you to pray? Well, we all know that prayers are incense in heaven, and that has to be full. So God is requiring us to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We must pray for everyone, every day, all the time. That's more incense in heaven. That is required. Are you a number? A quota? God says in the Bible, I have specific this, I have specific this. Are we just one of the numbers? No. We are truly loved by God. He has a specific purpose for each and every one of us. You can't know that purpose unless you want God to work in you. You want to be closer to God. You want a relationship with God. God used Hosea to show us how Israel treated God and how God is so loving and perfect. God is using you and me in different ways. What can we offer God? Obedience? Change. Listen to God and change. All of us are not perfect, and we all must change in some way. We ask God for understanding and for guidance. We study the Bible and read what is God-breathed. The Bible is all the ammunition you need. It has all of what we need to know. Look around today. I see the clouds are getting darker and darker, as the last song we just read. The storm clouds are coming. How much time do we have left? The days are short, and we must have urgency to understand how God is using us and to bear fruit worthy of our calling.